Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to us.
The Sprouts.
The Sprouts. Mm-hmm. you're listening to 90.1 CJSF FM in Burnaby. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
And together we are the Sprouts. We said that already. Okay. We have some really awesome stuff to talk about today. Stuff that I think is very interesting, that we all think is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a show we talk about music. We talk about what it means to be like adolescent people making music, which is like an interesting perspective. Today we're going to be talking about what makes music impactful in taste and in a broader sense of objectivity, which I think is interesting, and it's going to be a pretty meaty one today. So, before we get to that, we have our first little song break, which is actually one big song that I'm very, very happy about.
Mm-hmm.
It's called "Sangata Mystic Queen" by the Samsara Blues Experiment off of a long distance trip. So, give it a listen. Really? Very much worth it. Just relax, enjoy.
Yeah.
You're honestly, this is one of those things that you just kind of drift off to.
Sprout you later.
We hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
That last song was Singada, but Singada Mystic Queen by Samsara Blues Experiment off of their album Long Distance Trip. You're listening to 90.1 CJSF FM, and we're the Sprouts, if you're just tuning in. Kind of the thing that we're going to be exploring today is what makes music impactful. Now, the reason why this question is difficult to answer is because, yes, it's obviously subjective, and it's like, well, people have tastes. People have their own different tastes and whatever, but also it kind of brings up a question of whether or not it brings up the question of, like, the purpose of music, if that's even a way to define it, right? So those are things that we'll be getting into later on, but right now I want to ask you guys, Bradley, Tona, what makes music impactful to you?
I'd say for me is a good word to describe it is variety.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like my music taste, it's, you know, perfectly summed up, it's variety. I listen to EDM, I listen to jazz, I listen to classical, just a whole variety of genres and different, you know, songs and all that. For me, for how is it impactful to me? Well, obviously depends on the song, depends on the genre, but I guess it's the connection and memories I form when I listen to the songs and all that.
What does that mean?
I guess, like, I have a lot of songs I put on repeat, and I think of, like, the memories and such I've made of listening to those songs and all that, because, like, you form memories, like, you form memories randomly, I guess. And how it, like, is impactful to me is, how do I connect to this? What do I think about this? And what does it add to my musical journey?
What are some memories you made?
Some memories? I would say, that's a good question. If I can rejog my memory. I guess one of the songs, Waiting for the Sun by Bars of Melody, very good song, I recommend. In my room, I'd put on my headphones, and I have a mic in my room, and so I would just grab that and just, you know, sing along or pretend to sing along, and those are just, you know, some fun memories I have, just, you know, being in my room alone.
Nice. So for me, what makes music impactful is... it's how I find music too, but if it lingers, if it is catchy in my head, it's impact. Yeah, that's the main feeling. It's like, even if it's positive or negative, like if it's a song that lingers in my head, I would probably listen to it again. Even if it was like a negative memory I made from it, like connecting to your memories.
Yeah.
There's like one K-pop song on a commercial in Japan. It's not like I liked the song, but I listened to it again because it was staying in my head. So it probably had the impact, but it wasn't for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the main reason for my impact. I don't know how to say it.
Or how it...
Yeah, how the music impacts me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. What about you, Bruno?
The thing that attracts me to music in general or any form of art typically tends to be how much of the artist I can see behind it, how much of the person is put in there. So a way to, or it's been defined as raw or emotional or whatever. Because even music that I wouldn't necessarily, that maybe like stylistically I don't like some of the choices made, I think I always appreciate that kind of honesty in the ways that people put themselves into the things they make. And it makes it easier to connect to what they're making, to what they're trying to say, to see them as a people. I think that's something that definitely matters to me a lot. You said something interesting about connections.
Mm-hmm.
And about how the music that we listen to connects us to memories or certain
experiences.
Experiences, there we go, that's the word, thank you. Certain experiences that we have And I just wanted to ask, like, what's the moment that has really, what's the moment that's connected to you? Or what piece of music has that kind of meaning for you?
Don't know. Do you want to?
I have to recall my memory.
That's fair. I respect that.
I cannot think of anything. experiences with
like it's, the impact of music. Or rather, yeah. What makes what's a piece of music that is impactful?
For me?
Yeah.
I want to say...
And talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk
about okay. I want to say a song that I perform, and it's a cover of a Loop Station artist. It's a device I use. I usually play it in school. It's the one I showcase to everyone in my program. It's called
cool.
Alphard. It was really impactful because, yeah, it stayed in my head. I like the melody. Most people go to his... the artist's name is Juno, J-U-N-N-O, I recommend. Most listeners go to other songs, which he makes mostly dubstep or anything other. It's mostly EDM. He goes to other songs, but I just stay to this song because it just stayed in my head for the whole time. I keep, like, for a year or two, I've been listening to it, like, every 2 days because it just had that much impact. And it was, and when I covered it and when I was able to perform it now, it was actually really simple. It was really simply made, but it was made in a way that would stay in your head. Like, the way he chopped up the chords, like, it was in a rhythm. It just stayed in your head. And I thought that was really cool, and it really impacted
that's
me
cool.
in my
that's really
producing
cool.
journey.
That's interesting. I think for me, I've played this song before on the show. Almost Was Good Enough is a song by Magnolia Electric Co. And it's just my friend and I, we call it those kinds of like these like long instrumental-ish or like mostly instrumental songs with like rock songs, like guitar epics, you know, like slow BPM, typically like 3 or 4 chords kind of looped around the whole thing. But the thing that makes it interesting is the intentionality. It's just one of those songs that is so emotional and so out there. I guess in terms of like just pure identity, right? In pure, like, it's like one of the most like direct forms of expression, or the most like resistance free forms of expression that I've ever seen in a piece of music, just because of how intentional everything is without sounding robotic. That, and so that song has definitely impacted the way I play and the way that I listen to music, the way I make stuff as well. I think in the next segment we're going to talk about impactfulness in music and on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm. In general.
In general. Yeah. Ooh, we're getting abstract with it.
Yeah.
But for now, this next song is called Fog, Winter, Balsam, Jade by Halfwave off of See You at Maypole.
We hope you enjoy.
Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Balsam, jade.